So, being recorded. Okay.
There
Thank you, Troy.
we go. Keep it.
Okay, so are we good to go?
Yes. Yeah, looks good.
I got 4:03. We'll call the meeting to order. Are we going to do roll calls, I guess, because we are being all official?
Yeah. Yes.
Shall I
do you can or I can. It does, or there, it doesn't matter how you want to do it.
I'm here. Tammy Krause.
Here.
Kevin Latos.
Here.
And Zach Newell is absent. Okay. Do we have any public comment before we get into the reports and stuff? No public comment. Okay. Approval of the minutes from the March 16, 2022 meeting. Can I have a motion to approve those?
I move to approve the minutes of the March 16th meeting.
Okay. I will second.
Okay, thank you. Roll call. I say yes. Loretta Broomfield, Tammy Krause.
Yes.
Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Unfinished business. We have A, the Champagne bathroom remodel. And it's finished, it says.
Yeah, it is finished. So we just wanted to, in case you, I think all three of you were at the, I believe it was at the May meeting that we shared those costs. Sarah put together a PowerPoint. Seems like it was at the May meeting. And since that had come to this committee before, we just wanted to kind of like just put on there just to close the loop to make sure everybody was on the same page. Yes, all done.
Good.
Our staff are very happy. So, and we learned a lot through that process about how costs can escalate just because.
Right.
Right.
Well, we're glad it's done finally. Okay. If there's nothing else there, we'll move on to B, automatic material handler request for information vendor responses.
So we have had responses from four vendors. We did meet one time with our consultant, and then at that meeting, we determined that we would have a smaller like team that would look at just the financial pieces of it. And we've got additional questions that need to go back to the vendors that we're going to be hopefully sending out this week. And that'll all kind of feed into the final report that goes to the board and this committee in September.
Okay.
Are they all pretty comparable?
No, I don't.
Interesting.
I mean, they all do basically the same thing. So, but in terms of I think what I found interesting, let me just be real vague since this is recorded, and I don't want to put the organization in a spot. Everybody's concept of a complete answer is different. So like my idea of what a complete and thorough response is to a question is probably a lot different than Kevin's or than Tammy's. And so that's why I'm glad that we were going through this first step to determine whether we want to go obviously to another step, just to make sure that we're like, we thought that we had our RFI to the point where we would be talking about Macintosh apples or Granny Smith. Okay, but not just apples in general. I don't know that everybody responded in that way. So I see differences between the products, and I see, the potential positive impact for members should we go forward, but we are obviously at that step. We are not there yet. So that probably didn't answer your question, did it, Loretta?
So you've got different responses and different options, I assume, is what that kind of refers to. Or do will you I guess you will go through and say, okay, what things are really important to us? What do we need? We didn't know we needed that.
Correct. You know,
that type of stuff. And, you know, also weigh that with the cost. Then are they things that you would then take back to the other vendors to give them a chance to include or not include those? Or
I think that we would ask those. We would be at that place when we decided to do an RFP.
Okay.
Because I think at the RFP would be the might be the next opportunity where a vendor would be compelled to be very thorough, maybe.
Okay.
And there were some things that, like, some a product that one vendor had that the others didn't. That happened a couple of times, or just a process, the way they, you know, something happens with their equipment. And that's what I think this is good for, is to be able to go through all of that and make sure that we are really thinking of every possible nuance to this equipment, and, you know, like, obviously in more detail than we ever thought we'd have to.
Sorry to interrupt. I just noticed there is a phone number that joined.
Okay.
I just got a thing on my screen saying my microphone is not working, so I had to dial in.
Okay, perfect. We didn't know. Just in case there was a
good Loretta person.
So keep listening in. And I forget, Leslie, Are any of the member libraries being included, some of the bigger ones at this point? Or
not at this point, but one of the things that, and I talked to Shandy, our marketing coordinator, today about, like, if we decide that we want to go beyond where we are right now, where do members interact in that? So what does that look like? And so they call it a communications and marketing plan, or marketing and communications plan for a project. I think when we get, so what we've kind of discussed just internally is that I think that we should have at least one member committee, maybe one that's a member committee and one that's a member and a staff committee, so that we can have, maybe they can tackle different aspects of it. And I'm saying that because, like, in our trustee training grant, it's set up that way, where we've got one committee that is all member focused, and the other is like a member and staff kind of focus. Okay. So how deep, and, you know, I don't know how detailed, I don't know to what extent the board would like to, I mean, I don't, we're not at a place where we would say, oh yeah, sure, we recommend these seven people for this committee or whatever, but we do have experience doing that. We did that with the pandemic, and it was called, oh gosh, Sarah, do you remember the acronym for that committee? I thought it had a little acronym, but maybe not. For the,
was it the DWG?
Yeah, the Delivery Working Group. Yes, thank you. So and that was very beneficial, and that was a lot of kind of putting it out there to our members that, you know, if you're interested in working with this, we'd love to hear your feedback. And so that gave us access to much smaller libraries than we sometimes have, than we hear from. So that was really good, like libraries that have one or two staff.
Right.
So I think that was very helpful. And we do have one member for sure that has an automatic sorting machine. That's Decatur. And they are our largest share member. And they're plugged in anyway. So I think we're going to get their feedback, but we definitely would be including them. And I do believe there's another member that's looking for some equipment, but I can't remember who that is now. Okay. Is that answering your question, sort of?
It does a lot. Okay. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
I know this is just for us, you know, that we're doing, but I didn't realize, I guess, that there were, you know, that Decatur also had that as well, that there were libraries that are already doing it.
Yeah. And I think, I don't remember what vendor they even work with now, because vendors have kind of changed names or changed products, but they are very happy with that. And so anything that we have would, you know, I don't know how much you would have to interface with that necessarily, but
right.
But yeah, it's kind of fun what they have, and you can see that the stuff goes in. If you were dropping off your books, you could kind of see into their sorting area at their library. So that's kind of neat to see how they. Oh, actually, I think Champaign has one. Does anybody know if that's true? I think Champaign Public might have a sorter.
I was going to say Decatur.
Yeah.
Decatur.
Okay. Maybe it's not Champaign, but as well. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the info.
Is there any other discussion on the automatic material handler? Okay, we can move on then to new business and the Edwardsville building fixing the roof.
Yes, thanks again. Especially the last, go ahead. Oh, I thought I heard you say something, Loretta. I'm sorry. We've been seeing more and more, I think we're noticing it more and more, that in the Edwardsville building, like as we complete a room and then we update and have the clean new tiles put in the drop ceiling. This happened just a couple weeks ago where we had it in the upstairs kitchen, and all of a sudden it was like, wait, didn't we just put those in? As in like 3 hours ago, the guy was putting in the, you know, the roof tiles. So we definitely have some issues. And we have been looking for bids. As we outlined in the memo, we've heard from some voices that say, oh, all you have to do is just repair it, and others who recommended a replacement. At the Champaign building, we started with a repair. This was four years ago, maybe 5 years ago. I don't think any of you were on our board yet. Maybe Tammy, maybe you were, but we started with a repair, and then we knew that it was going to be like a lot that needed to be repaired, but it just kept growing and it kept growing and kept growing. And so our preference, I think, right now is to issue an RFP for a complete roof replacement instead of trying that fix this and then fix that and approach. We have gotten several bids, and the interesting thing is the range of the bids for the replacement, and because some were in our ballpark or in what we have budgeted for that project in the capital fund for FY23, and one of them, you could probably tell which number, was probably not in our budget. So again, that, you know, I don't know, I without disclosing the specifics, and again, it's different because meetings are recorded. So if a vendor was interested, they could listen, but if they wanted to. But I really do think that it would might just be that we would be better served if we looked for a complete roof replacement project as opposed to just repairing the leaks, especially because we've heard from different voices, different vendors about what needs to be repaired. So is it the flange or the flashing, you know, around the HVAC that's causing the leak? Is it somewhere else? We are also still trying to get bids. This is not necessarily the roof, but it is the external of the building on tuck pointing. And that has proven very difficult, but we've heard from a couple member libraries who know of companies that do that. They've either gone through it themselves or they know of a contractor that provides that service, and they seem to be trustworthy that we're reaching out to. So hopefully we can, we'd like to figure all that out first before we take any other steps with capital improvements in FY23 to make sure that those things are taken care of, those are addressed.
We've had trouble too finding tech pointing. Really need it, you know, on a much smaller scale, but you know, and we've kind of experienced the same thing you're talking about, where we get bids for things because we're trying to do a huge improvement on the library, and they're so far apart. And you're like, okay, you know, who's gouging you? Who's not? What is this person not offering you in different things? And it's been very challenging for sure.
Yeah. I imagine. And because I think every company is all, people may be much more employed now, right? With the latest job numbers, I think that came out last week from the federal government, than they were maybe 2 years ago, but maybe they're not in the areas where we need them,
right,
or at the company or the kind of work that we need done in our buildings. So, but yeah, we will, the roof is the first place for us to start, obviously, in FY23. And, hopefully we can find something that's in the ballpark and that makes sense. And having the good thing, again, of the range of proposals that we've received from roofing companies is that it gives us a better idea of what language we're asking for in an RFP. And Loretta, I responded to you, I don't know, your email question about do we need to vote? I don't think we need to vote at this point because there's no dollar figure involved. We would certainly be bringing the responses back to the board, and whatever the recommendation is, the board would obviously have to approve. But to be honest, the challenge for us right now is the timing, because we would like to have this done before winter, whenever winter starts, and is, you know, like, so it seems like fall lasts longer and longer, but I don't know that we can get an RFP together and have our attorney look at it and post it and get responses back and then still expect to be able to do the work before the end of the calendar year. Sure. So that's what we're gonna try for. It just depends on how much available time we have. And it's the same staff that do the analysis of the AMH is going to work on the RFP for a roof. Are doing the audit. So it's the same folks. It's just getting that lined up in their with other projects they currently got ongoing. So, but it's, we recognize it's pretty important. We would like to get it at least the process started.
Do you think, are you at a point yet where you can tell if we should go back to the board and request more for that fund next year, or just wait till we have the cost and then do it then?
You mean in terms of the roof being replaced?
Yeah. Because you said we've got 135 in the budget.
We have more in the capital fund for expenditures in general. I don't know what that overall figure is. So we could, that's why we didn't want to do anything until we knew what the roof was going to be. We didn't want to engage in any other process, or maybe tuck pointing, but that shouldn't be, that's not the cost that a roof is. So that, because we do have more, I think it might be around 200,000. I might be wrong, in that line, in that fund for 23. I'm hoping that we won't have to go above that. And honestly, if we end up having to use all of that, you know, or most of that for the roof and securing the outside of the building, that's what it is. I mean,
right,
just wait for 24 budget to pick up where we left off.
Gotcha.
With internal things. If that makes sense.
It does. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other discussion on the roof or any other questions? Okay. If not, we can move on. Again, any public comment? announcements.
So I sort of have an announcement, but I want to see if anybody else has one before. I see this as announcement. I didn't announcement slash next steps. So as far as other things that we have, again, in we should be hopefully be able to share some more details about, I don't know, the roof situation and if we've gotten any more bids for tuck pointing at the September meeting. Also, we plan to bring the report from the consultant for the AMH to the September meeting. And then, because those two aren't exciting enough, we also will have some surplus furniture from our Champaign building, we know for sure, that will go to this committee to be declared surplus and available for sale if it meets the terms. I mean, there's like a $250 minimum that an item has to be worth. Is that correct, Sarah? That, I think that's what you sent me. Okay. And the reason that, and most of this is going to be like meeting room furniture. The reason we don't know, we're not sure when we're going to be no longer needing the equipment, because this is in the meeting room and we're going to be using Carly's, the Consortium for Academic Research Libraries in Illinois, their furniture for a meeting room, which is a couple decades newer than ours. And so it will kind of jazz it up a little. And but until then, we need, until they move in, we are going to need to have stuff in that. We're going to need that meeting room equipment, the tables, the chairs, for our meeting. So it may be that we ask for this committee and the board to approve the items being available for surplus, like say maybe October, and but then we keep using the equipment until they move in around the end of the calendar year. So we may not, they may not yet be available for members if they're interested in bidding on them or would like them. So I just wanted to give you an idea of what I see coming down the road for the committee.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Do you need a motion to adjourn? All right. Or did you just adjourn? I can now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. I asked for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
And I will say yes to that. Tammy, roll call.
Yes.
Okay, and it is 4:26, so we will adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Bye-bye.